This is VOA News. We are remote.
The World Health Organization says 184 countries have now joined the COVID-19 Global Vaccine Alliance, known as COVAX. It's designed to speed development and distribution of an eventual COVID-19 vaccine. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said Monday that Ecuador and Uruguay are the two most recent nations to join the cooperative program. The United States is not part of the COVAX program. It has called the program too constraining. Earlier this year, the Trump administration said it was withdrawing support for WHO, saying the group is too heavily influenced by China. President Trump has blamed China for the global spread of the disease. China announced last month it is joining the COVAX program. Tedros said as the virus spreads in Europe and other parts of the world, sharing resources and supplies can help save lives. U.S. lawmakers are running out of time to pass a second massive round of aid addressing the economic and health crises caused by the coronavirus. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was to speak with Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin today ahead of a self-imposed 48-hour deadline to reach a deal before Election Day on November 3rd. If the White House and Democratic Majority House of Representatives cannot reach an agreement by tomorrow, the next opportunity for negotiations on aid will come during a lame duck session of Congress in November and December. On Sunday, Speaker Pelosi told ABC's This Week Sunday that the Trump administration had removed key language from the legislation that laid out testing and tracing strategies for the coronavirus. More on this and other stories available at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.